The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Now this man here is going to take me by the hand, and he's going to lead me down the right path to righteousness and all that other mother jazz. In the right tempo, fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Now we're swinging, now we're swinging. Come on.
Fill my heart with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Oh, if that doesn't get you up and going on this Friday, good morning, good morning. Jill on the radio, happy Friday to you. Great to have you with us. See, I have in my hand my coffee cup given to me by John and Margot Katsimatidis, our dear buddies. And I love this. As a picture of the Superman logo, thank you, says Joe Piscopo on the top. You have the power to do anything, the Katsimatidis. I love this. See, I carry that. See, people buy me things, and I actually use them. Do you do that? People buy you a present, and then, except for Frank. Poor Frank gets me a Christmas present. I always end up leaving it in my office. And then Frank will take a nap in between the Sunday show, and he will open up groggily his eyes and look across the office, and there'll be like three or four presents that he got me throughout the years. But I hoard them because I love the guy so much. I keep them in the office.
Thank you.
He bought me the flute. He called me exhausted saying, hey, let me just take a couple minutes before I come to Michael's in Brooklyn. I text him back, is my flute in my office? He said, I'll look. It was there, and I keep it there. I cherish it. It's like, by the way, speaking of great presents, I have that great picture of Padre Pio. I put it in my office yesterday. Finally got home for a minute, you know, and I put my picture of Padre Pio, great picture from the Connors, Beth and Mike. We appreciate that, and Father Bilecki. Just really, really nice. So it's right up there on the top of my wall. Hey, but we do. Hey, so there's a lot to get into, and I just want to get you off and run because we are off to Italy tomorrow, and can't wait to go with you. Thank you, first of all, for the, for joining us. This is, I tell you, with such respect when you listen to the show, and you're kind enough to listen to the show, and we take such respect with that, and as we go into our sixth years, which is unbelievable. And then we bring Perillo to the airwaves, as they've been, you and I have known, they've been around for 74 years, as I always tell you. And then Steve becomes a buddy, thanks to Frankie V, our sales guy, puts us all together. And then we put out a trip. It's kind of monumental on radio because no one really does it anymore. I remember, you know, back in the day, remember all those radio trips you would go? Well, they don't do it. Salem will do it, you know, with Mike and with Dennis Prager, you know, and they'll go to Israel, which are great trips. I'd love to go on one of those trips, by the way. But we put it together, and you're going with us. Not one bus, and then we sell out one bus in a matter of hours, and now we sold another bus. I tell you, we are going to, grace of God, we take everything, we never take it for granted, but we're going to have a blast. We're going to just have a great time. So we go, and I've been traveling a lot. I'm looking forward to this because, you know, we can relax a little bit. We all know each other. We're all family here. You're family here. So I'm very, very, we're appreciative, we're grateful, and very excited to be with you as we go to the home country. Go to, man, I tell you, it's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you. Thank you for going. And that's, you know, the way we're going to start a week. We're going to have some great guest talk show hosts, guest stars, whatever you want to call them. Al will be running the board. Frankie and I are going to be calling in. We may be on the air more from Italy, because I'm going to just have some fun, because now the connection, we could call right in from Italy, and we'll be checking in with you and keep you posted exactly what we're doing. And we're going to be talking to the folks with us on the trip. It's going to be great. Italy, you know, over there. So now we got a Friday to get into, and we're going to see all the politics unfolding, you know. And when I get on the air, I always try to tell you, we're okay. This is good. You did good. Because you feel like you voted for the right person. You feel like you're in the right spot. And you know what? You're right. We are. Everything is just, it's great, except for the Yankees losing last night. I mean, I don't know what's going on with Houston, but God bless Houston. But let's hopefully bless the Yankees, because, you know, it's kind of do or die for them. But aside from that, it's everybody's so negative, they want to tear down everything. And that's so upsetting to me. That's why I try to stay positive every morning, because I go to watch the news and I got to do my homework, right? And so I get on the train and I'm going to come home, right? I don't think I like the train anymore. I used to like the train. You get the Acela. I get the Acela. I was in business, you know. I went to business class, because first class was a disappointment. So I went to business. No seats. I got there not late, but not every seat's taken by the window. Okay, which means you can't plug in your phone on the train, right? Going down to Washington or coming back. So then I sat next to one girl, and this, please don't accuse me of racism. Girl next to me saying she spoke Chinese about the first hour of the trip. But when I tell you spoke Chinese, and it wasn't that it was Chinese. It was loud Chinese, you know. So, and I don't mind. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the Chinese. You know, I love the Chinese. I mean, I really do.
Great people. Huge.
Where's my Chinese American? There he is. So I love it. I really do. And immense respect, by the way. And I tell you what, some fear, you know, in regards to China. So, but she's going, you know, and this is not a racist impression. This is exactly the way she sounded. This is not a racist impression. Don't accuse me of racism. I'm just doing an impression of what I heard. This is a pragmatic overview of what I heard and what I had to listen to as I sat in here. This is the whole time. Now, I don't care if you're speaking English. Just keep your voice down. You know, and now I'm thinking, if I could understand her, would it be more interesting? Because it's at a level now. The quiet car was jammed. I couldn't go to the quiet car. So now I'm leaving Washington, D.C., and it's America. And in America, sometimes I wish everybody, I wish when I'm in Italy, I'm going to try to speak Italian as much as I can. And when you're in America, you might want to think about, I don't know, learning the language. Just a thought. Just something. That's by the way, a spot on impression of this gal. So then, but it was nice. So I finally got willing. I fell asleep, you know, and then we got home. I got home an hour early. I did really, really good, but we got home, got locked and loaded, and then saw the kids. Of course, I had to see the kids. And now I have to, before I go on a trip, you do this. You got to see everybody, you know, and I'm going to go see mom and everybody. I'll be on, I think, Fox, with Neil Cavuto, Coast to Coast at the 1:45. That's the hit right now, but with everything that's breaking that I'm going to tell you about in a second, you never know what's going to happen. And then I'm doing a whole big show with Fox Nation. Just a little guest shot on FoxNation.com, which is just on fire now, you know. So I'm pleased to be doing that. And then I'll go see mom. And then, you know what? Packed, locked, loaded. I'll see you tomorrow at the airport, man. We're going to just have a blast of a day. I have to tell you, I forgot to tell you this yesterday, and then we'll get into the news. So, and only me. This is an only Joe story, where as I was running to, we were in Washington, on the way to the White House, and I wanted to make sure I wore something patriotic, because I'm like, you know, like that. I just love the country. So I said, oh, it's corny, but I'll wear it. So I put on the tie that you saw that has a lot of white in it. And then I said, well, man, it's late. And, I, you know, we had done the morning show. We traveled. And I said, okay, let me have a little espresso now. And we walked toward the White House, Joey and I, my son. And then we saw the Willard Hotel, gorgeous hotel down there in Washington. Gorgeous, like, you know, Abe Lincoln stayed there, you know, like all that. So I go in, I go, oh, they have espresso in a lobby. I said, well, and I met a congressman there from New York. And it was just very, very nice. So I get the espresso. And then I go into the store as I stay, and I see they have dark chocolate, which I love. I love dark chocolate. Well, and there's caffeine. And I go, well, now let me just fire myself up. So I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed because it's late in the day and, you know, it's getting to be like 6-7 at night, and I'm going to be around the president and the White House, and I want to be on my game. So a little espresso, a little coffee. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. So of course, only me, I get the coffee, and there was a gal there, Miss Ethiopia. A whole nother story. Remind me to tell you about that. It was interesting, but she spoke English, which was, I appreciate. So I got the chocolate. I go in, and then Joey comes over, and I see him, and I go, I look at my tie. I got chocolate on my tie. Only I got chocolate on my tie. Now I got, and you can see the spot. And now I know, it's like Frank talking about how Rachel did that the other day. Girls may be more cognizant of that. Now I can't walk in with a spot on my tie. You know, look at these Italians. Look at these Italians. Look at the slob with the spot. I chocolate on my tie. I don't even remember it getting on my hands. I didn't even, barely took it out, but only me. So I go, oh, so now we're about to walk. Now we're on the clock. And I don't want to be late for this event at the White House. So then we go, I go, well, maybe they have that little Tide stuff that we were talking about. So I go back and I see Mrs. Ethiopia again. Hi, how are you? Oh, everything all right? Yeah, well, you have any of that? And sure enough, they have a little, the high density Tide spot remover. Not the red one. It was like blue. I think it was heavy duty. And I want to tell you, so, and now by this time I have chocolate on my collar and my tie. So I'm looking like, I swear to God, I'm walking around with this, man. And Joey, I have a picture of it that is Joey just makes me laugh. My son keeps me in stitches the whole time. He's a great dad. He calls me like I'm a monkey walking around trying to eat some chocolate all over me. You know, I'm surprised I didn't have it on my mouth, you know, all over. I guess it happens when you get old, right? So I got the thing, and I look in a mirror. So Miss Ethiopia says, no, we have a better mirror here. Use this mirror here. It was a full-length mirror in the store. I go, okay, great. So I dabbed it out. I want to tell you, I got that out in a second, on my collar, on my tie, clean as a whistle. I don't know how I did it, but no one knew. No, now I didn't want to carry the tie thing with me. And it's not the red one that you're thinking of that I had. It's a little blue. And if you can think of it, please let me know, because I put it and I gave it to Miss Ethiopia. I said, oh, so thank you. You know, it was $8. It was like two little tiny thing. Best product ever invented. Oh, only me. And I went in looking bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, pumped up with caffeine and clean as a whistle. Hey, by the way, and then I saw an article in the Post yesterday about Christopher Columbus, about that whole Mother Cabrini. I am so proud as an Italian-American what we accomplished this week. Through the Columbus Citizens Foundation, bringing all the Italian organizations together. President Trump, reading here from the Post yesterday, defended the Christopher Columbus federal holiday. I told you, gave a shout out to Mother Frances Cabrini during a reception celebrating Italian American heritage with Italian President Sergio Mattarella. That is on Wednesday night. I told you about that. I was there front and center. I saw it. And we appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. And again, I don't care. I really, if you like Donald Trump, you don't like Donald Trump, you like the president, you can't stand the president, whatever it is, that is the right thing to do. It's courageous. And I'm sick of the last 16 and more years of just never even acknowledging our heritage. So I appreciate that. Then I watched the news yesterday, and I said, let me do my homework. And then I go, and I'm a CBS news junkie from, I know Al is too, I could tell, but I just love the old CBS, you know, when I was over there with my friend Diane McInerney, you know, when she did an Inside Edition, I watched it. I'm like a kid looking around going, wow, look at all the cameras, look at all this, right? Well, I don't know what happened. But it was like, and I know Walter Cronkite was liberal, but he made it sound objective. Maybe he was liberal as ever in his older age, but he made it sound. Edward R. Murrow just did the news. I mean, really, even you might have hated Mike Wallace. Remember when Mike Wallace, but you know, he was, at least it was, you know, it was hard hitting. Now it's all just anti anything. United States. It's anti-American to me. Because when you attack the president, you're attacking me now. I don't care if it's Barack Obama. If they were going after Barack Obama, I got to tell you something. When they would go after Barack Obama, I would say, well, just stop. Enough with that. And when they went after Bush, George W., who deserved to be gone after, for crying out loud. But let's lay off a little bit. With respect, they have, and it's like an agenda, and I am so bored with it. And I think most of America is bored with it. And if you saw the president's rally in Dallas yesterday, and I don't want to jinx anything because we got a long way to go, but man, this guy is going to win, in my opinion, such a massive landslide. But this is the problem, and you got to help me out here. When I'm watching the biased news go against the president, about if it's not about what happened in Syria, he's going to host the G7 at the Doral. You know, if every little nuance they have to disagree just to disagree, and that's the lead story. That's always the lead story. They never go to the heart of the matter of what's really happening in the day, like the fires in California or anything like that. They always go right to just to disrespect this president, and I am bored with it. Why can't someone just say they think they're going to win? The problem is, look what happened to the Mueller probe. That's all you got to say to you and I. The Mueller probe, fiasco, witch hunt, hoax, joke, embarrassment, failure. The biggest failure, they won't stop. They will not stop. And what about when Donald Trump wins in the landslide? They're going to keep going? So what do? I turn the news off. I can't watch it anymore. And I know you're probably the same way. You know, I can't. CBS is so biased now. And it's CBS, man. When I was in college, that was the landmark of journalism. Well, Jeff Fager did this. All the good guys that built CBS News, now they got rid of them all. Now all it is, it's all anti-Donald Trump all the time. And you know what? I understand the criticisms. You could tell me I'm objective enough to understand the criticism, but at the onslaught, the stories, boom, 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 and it was just too much. And I end up watching David Muir on ABC. You know why they got a new? Because they're quick. They'll start, they'll take a shot, boom, but they'll move right on with it. And if you're going to hit and say something bad, at least make it quick so it goes on to the next story. Oh, enough with the biased reporting. And that's why we try. And I'm telling you, we are in a good spot in our country. And we should be very, very grateful to this administration for where they got. I'm telling you, you don't may not like to hear that, but it's true. And we got to put the negative aside because, you know, it's time we all join us together. Oh, Debbie, it won't stop. But that's I know it's politics, but my goodness gracious. They don't stop, Deb. You know, it's after a while. Huh?
I know. It's about respect, but I guess.
Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
It doesn't happen sometimes.
And then,
you know?
And then they wonder, and this is not a pro Donald Trump speech because I am the one guy that you could talk to who is objective enough to understand the criticism. But what choice does he have but to shoot back, to tweet back, to say you're all fake news? If they should lay off for 6 hours, and then maybe we could all join together. Oh, trying to just bring us all together, Deb. Hey, you all set for tomorrow, girl?
I'm ready. I'm going to pack tonight, so I'm really excited.
Whoa,
yeah,
whoa, whoa,
wait.
Whoa, whoa.
We're going to have such a good time. It's going to be
yeah.
so great.
You know what? I'm looking forward to. I am so happy, Deb, that you are going. We are going to have such a great time, you know, so
we
I'm
are.
Looking
We're
forward
gonna have
to
a
it.
Blast. Yep.
And I know we got a lot of crazy things happening on the road. It's Friday, 6:22 with Joe on the radio. Frank and Al are here, and Debbie right now on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. Traffic is absolutely horrendous on Route 80 right now. 80 eastbound, heavy traffic as you head from the Denville area getting out toward Parsippany. The problem is 80 eastbound express lanes completely closed here in Parsippany right at that merge with 280. It's a terrible accident that happened overnight, and this one involves 3 fatalities. It's an ongoing investigation by New Jersey State Police. If you're heading to 78 eastbound exit 16, an accident blocking a lane over there. Traffic is building for you on the Grand Central Parkway westbound right at LaGuardia. An accident blocking a lane, and we're still seeing stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride to the Southern State westbound at Corona Ave and Valley Stream with an accident just cleared. It's pretty solid on the southbound side of the New York State Thruway getting down through Yonkers with some ongoing construction. Partly cloudy today, high of 58. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I'm excited to tell you about the next edition of the Dining Out Dialogues with Kevin McCullough, as presented by Dining Out Magazine, AM 970, The Answer, and AM 570, The Mission. They're a series of live remote broadcasts from 3 to 6 p.m. on location with top chefs, celebrity co-hosts, and special guests. The next stop in the Dining Out Dialogues will be with Chef Niall Medford on November 1st at Bobby Van's Steakhouse in the landmark Helmsley Building next to Grand Central Station. Kevin will be on location at 230 Park Avenue with very special guest and co-host A.J. Katsimatidis. Happy hour is from 3 to 6 p.m. during the live broadcast. I hope you'll be there on Friday, November 1st for the Dining Out Dialogues at Bobby Van's Steakhouse.
After the broadcast, stay for dinner. Make your reservation by calling 212-867-5490. That's 212-867-5490.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I am up every day feeding 60 horses, throwing hay, doing all the things I need to do, and I actually have been back in the saddle, and it's been years, I'm telling you, years since I've been able to do anything with my horses, and I think it's this stuff. I am telling you, I think it's this stuff. My husband says he has his wife back. You know, it's amazing. So you can tell everybody my story.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Joe on the radio, it is Friday at 6:25. You've heard me tell you about Parian and Sons of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Four generations, almost 100 years of selling and servicing fine jewelry and watches. Well, like all good things that eventually come to an end, after 98 years, Parian and Sons is going out of business. Glenn and Maria decided to retire. That's what happened. You got to love them and thank them for doing such a great 100 years in a business. Come on, that's huge. But first, they must liquidate everything store-wide. Everything at Parian and Sons, everything has been discounted up to 70%. Parian and Sons has always been known for superior quality. When I went out there to bring Glenn my watches, I told you that he fixed them. It was great. Then I saw the most beautiful diamonds, and I'm an amateur. I ain't like a diamond person. I don't know. What do I know from a diamond? They know. Katie, Maria, and Glenn, they know. They just, the whole family, the Parian family knows what's a good diamond. And then they were like green diamonds. What are those, like emeralds or something? See, that's how much I know about jewelry. All I know is the most beautiful jewelry that I'd seen was at Parian and Sons. And now you can get 70% off on this sale. You know, sad to see Glenn and Maria retire, but hey, I'm happy to be able to tell you, you can get 70% off on top-notch jewelry. Parian and Sons, it's going out of business sale, going on now, located right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Oh, you got to go to Moe's, man. I'm telling you. You listen to Joe on the radio, I'll tell you all the great places you could go. Hey, it's Piscopo in the Morning. It is 6:27 on AM 970. The Answer. Five boroughs in the house. Big Al is here. It's Friday. You made it to Friday. Good morning, boys. How you doing, Frankie? You
doing
good,
great,
buddy?
Joe. Absolutely. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Happy Friday, Big Al. Al, come on. You're going to be taking over. You're going to be taking over, baby.
Oh,
come
boy.
On.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, there goes the neighborhood.
At least on this whole trip, I get one day off, which is great.
Yeah, that's it. He's going to be so grumpy. You have to listen to the show because by day three, I can't take the phone call. Where are they now? They're in Florence?
No. That doesn't bother me at all. I thought when you were on your Mediterranean adventure, no, most of the times you called in, it sounded great. So
Yeah, it did, right? Yeah, it was good. So we're going to have some fun. I'm very, very much looking forward to it.
I'm a little jealous. Like, maybe I should have gone. But then probably there would have been an international incident somewhere between you and I, so it probably would not have been a good idea.
That Border Patrol. Do you know this man? We have no idea who he is. Hey, you know what, though, Al? This is the thing. I was thinking about this because, see, Frankie is a kind of an old soul, and you're a young guy. You guys are young. I am.
Oh, here comes the insult. The insult wrapped up in a compliment.
No, I'm just saying, when I was younger, too, you don't, where are we going? Do I have to get on a plane? When you're younger, you don't want to do it. When you're older, you say, let me get it in while I can. Now is the time. Otherwise, I'll never go. So that's what I was hoping your attitude would be. See, Frank knows that because Frank was by popular demand he got in there. But he understands. He's taken his mother. He sees, look, I'll get to see Italy finally. And I was hoping that would have been your mindset.
In the beginning it was. But, again, I have other considerations with my wife and my son in 10 days. And plus,
it's beer. It's your beer appointments. That's the thing. It is. It's like,
no, actually, right. No. It's the money I'll be missing with the football games. So I mean,
hello. That's now you're talking.
Well, Sunday, I'm doing a couple of different hits. I'm going to make a couple $100. That's,
Al Pacciulo from Rome.
Yeah, that's right. I'm cheap. That's right. I'm smart.
Who's playing in Rome today?
Right. I'll cover soccer direct from the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Call in love.
You got it. Well, you'll go. I'm sure you'll get a chance to go one of these days.
We'll get
out there.
We'll see.
But as it is, it's going to be fun, and we're all excited about it, and we're going to have a good, great, great, great time. And we're all, Frank, when do you pack? Like tomorrow morning? You do
probably tomorrow afternoon. I'm a last minute.
Why not? What time's your flight leave?
I think 8:00.
Eight. Oh, good. Tomorrow afternoon. Oh, great. Do it around 5:00. Time.
I'm panicking. I called our buddy Mo. I said, Mo. I said, me and Mike are coming. I said, Mo.
Oh, you found her?
Yes. Mm. It's gonna. As a matter of fact, it's Mo is very busy, and so when she can, she helps me out when she has the chance to. So I said, do you have a chance to? So she came yesterday. She came over and said, okay, I'll pack up. Don't pack. She said, no. And I didn't even say please pack. I said, I got to do this. I got to do that. She goes, don't panic. Which means I guess I'm panicking. I worry about packing everything. What I'm
not
gonna do.
You don't panic.
No. The one thing I hate when we travel is packing, and then packing and unpacking. So I'm just gonna put everything in one big suitcase and then put it out. I don't fold anything. Oh. Frank, you don't fold stuff when you put it away, right? Does any man fold anything when they put it away?
You know who does? William Shatner.
How does Frank know this?
Well, that's creepy that he knows
no,
that.
Well,
Because, is that in a book?
Well, it is in several books
he's
written.
Okay. All right.
Also,
all right.
If you
going
see his...
to wrap my shirt.
No, if you see his play...
Who's this guy in my closet?
If you see his one-man show, Shatner's World, which is just extraordinary, he actually demonstrates his folding technique on stage.
Oh, that's great.
But his father was a clothing manufacturer. And he impressed upon him at an early age... the importance of folding all these clothes as neatly as you can. He is a tremendous folder.
Yeah, Mo's like that. I can't. I just throw it in because when you take it out, what if you fold it, you put it in, right? And then you take it out and you're, oh no, I need something else. And now you got to fold it back to put it back in, I guess.
No, you take them out. I fold all my clothes. My wife does not fold at all.
Oh, this is hysterical. No, that's hysterical.
Well, I do the laundry. So, her and my son, notorious for everything is wrinkled. They look like they just rolled out of bed. Whatever. Me, I'm meticulous with the folding.
Is it that wrinkle-free stuff with the Tide stuff I was
No, my wife uses the, oh my God, the Downy release, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm like,
on,
you spray more of that junk on your clothes than if you'd actually take the time to fold it right.
Oh, yeah, it's hysterical.
I'm the one who irons in the house. I got the ironing board. I got the iron,
Will you marry me, man?
No.
I need somebody.
No,
you
leave the cabinets open. Forget it. I'd kill you.
You would be nagging me every second of the
way. Oh, my God.
You didn't fold the clothes. Do you nag that your wife doesn't fold
the clothes? Oh, I yelled at my wife yesterday when we came out of the gym.
Not good.
See, here's the problem. So my wife is very scatterbrained, and she forgets everything, right?
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it's probably because of the medication that she's on. But anyway.
Anything else you'd like to reveal?
Nah, it's early. Nobody's listening. Don't worry about it. And she's not listening anyway. So we come out. So she goes, I need a pair of headphones. to work out in the gym, because I have to have music on when I'm in the gym. I can't work out with no music. So I lend her a pair of my earbuds, because she can't find hers. I said, now there's a case. There's a cloth case. Make sure you take it with you. Work out. We get an hour in. I do all my sweating. We get in the car. We're just about to drive off. She goes, oh, I think I left it in one of the drink holders. I go, are you kidding me? Now, do you think because she left it, she would get out of the car and go back into the gym and look for it? No. I got to get out of the car. I got to go back into the gym. Great. There's a guy working on the step machine. There something in there? He's sweating. Hands me the thing. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
I know. I guess.
So she got annoyed with me that I yelled at her. I said, well, you know what? Deal with it. You should have gotten it first.
You shouldn't yell, but an exasperated sigh would have sufficed.
No, because I'm still going to be in trouble.
Yes,
anyway.
I'm with
you. And here's the other thing. You're part owner in a gym now, Joe. This is a new one. This is a new one. So I'm working out on the treadmill. The guy next to me is working out on the treadmill, and he's finished, right? You're supposed to wipe down the machine, okay? And I notice about half of the people in the gym never wipe the machine down. It's disgusting, right?
Gross, it is. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this guy, this is a new one. He takes the antiseptic bottle, brings it over to the machine, and begins spraying the entire machine. It's okay. While I'm getting hit with a mist of disinfectant in my face, it's like you spraying the Durasan. I'm trying to work out. I don't want to taste chemicals. Now, if it was Durasan, I probably would have opened my mouth like you do, and I would have tasted it.
You know, we have feet that you could just step away from the spray. Did you get
And I looked at the guy like, really? Are you spraying the entire machine? Did you rub your body all over it? You only need to spray the handles.
That sounds like me in the gym, though, because it's so terrible how you could use a piece of equipment and then they stay there. I can't say my gripe these days, and they're younger people that stay on the gym. They do a set and they get their phone out and they check their phone. But you get off that machine, wipe it down, and because I'm going, I ain't stopping. It is so rude to sit on a gym machine and to keep it there while you check your phone, and they won't, or just get up. In the old days, we would hit it because we knew there was some other guy or gal that wanted to come in. But I always, and now the wipes, we have the Durasan wipes at the gym that we order from Durasan, which are great. And if you're a gym, you should call Durasan, get the great wipes. But in the old days, a lot of them have the spray. I soak it, man. I soak it. I'd rather soak it than have that.
Yeah, but don't you spray it in the paper towel and then wipe the paper towel down on the machine?
Right in the guy's face. Hey, get out of
my face. Yeah, that's it. Good. But that's what this guy was doing.
Al, it's me. I spray it on my food. I mean, it's just to keep everything good. Do I spray it? Yes, right on the machine. Well, on the seat and the handles. You got to do the handles as well, you know?
Yeah, I know, but he's spraying it Febrezing the room. Yeah, that's not how you do it.
I would love that. Did you say anything like you would
have said? I gave him the dirtiest look. I had my headphones on, so I knew if I spoke, I'd be screaming and everyone would be looking at me. I just gave him this dirty look like, dude, the paper towel's in your hand. Spray it in the paper towel and wipe the machine down.
Your point is well taken, my friend, about the earbuds. I lose earbuds and chargers with my kids. You know, if I'm with them, every 2 hours they go.
No, but I told my wife, I said, if you come with me to the gym tomorrow night, I'm not lending you my earbuds. Go find yours and use them. I'm done.
Sounds like a nice love affair. That's
great.
Frankie
Hill,
what is it?
Absolutely.
I love her. 19 years, 20 in February, if we make it. No, I'm kidding.
877-970-2999. We're going to get into the G Summit and the president hosting it at Doral. Oh, they're criticizing him about that. What happened? The ceasefire is now broken in Syria, in between Turkey and Syria. It's like, here we go. We'll break it all down and let you know exactly what's going on. And it is Friday, and Arthur Idala is calling in from Italy. Joe Borelli with us. Jeffrey Lyons is with us, so we're going to have a lot of fun. Our boss, Jerry Crowley, stopping by, and it's all family today because we're excited to go with you to Italy. It's going to be a great day tomorrow, as we take off for Italy with my buddy Steve Perilla and the family that is Episcopo in the morning, and AM 970, The Answer. 6:36, and Al's got the headline news, and he's smiling after all that. He got it all out of his system. Now he's all going to be happy news. Time for happy news with Al Cattullo. Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. Right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Pins and needles, needles and pins. A happy man is a man who grins. 51 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The state of New Jersey scoring more than $3 million as a settlement involving Johnson & Johnson. Attorney General Gerbia Greywall says that the billion-dollar multinational corporation was alleged to have misrepresented the safety and efficacy of a surgical mesh product. The company was being sued by 40 other states in the District of Columbia over the issue, with a total settlement of just under $117 million. In addition to the settlement, Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiary Ethicon are agreeing to change how surgical mesh products are marketed. The New York City Council voting to approve the plan to close the notorious Rikers Island Jail. In addition, $391 million are being invested into things like housing, mental health, and other community-based efforts aimed at combating crime. Some who disapprove of building smaller jails in the boroughs have criticized the plan, but officials describe it as a historic attempt to reform the criminal justice system. The Correction Officers Union wanted Rikers Island kept open but renovated, adding they feel abandoned as the jail still won't close until 2026. In sports, Yankees are just one loss away from elimination after an 8-3 setback to the Astros in Game 4 of the ALCS at the stadium. Game 5 set for tonight. Kyle Palmieri's power play goal snapped a 1-1 tie early in the second. The Devils beat the Rangers 5-2 at the Rock. A pair of power play goals for Matthew Barzal as the Islanders beat the Jets 3-1 in Winnipeg. Thursday night football, it was the Chiefs over the Broncos by a final of 30-6. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Traffic is bumper to bumper on 80 eastbound, getting out toward exit 45 in Parsippany. The express lane's blocked here, 80 east exit 45, with an ongoing investigation of an overnight fatal accident. This accident involved three fatalities. State police at the scene investigating. You can use the local lanes. Let's see what's happening on 78 eastbound exit 16, a collision as well. We're seeing some volume on the Garden State Parkway North, the ramp at exit 127, a crash on the ramp. Earlier problems at the outer bridge crossing cleared. 9 northbound in Old Bridge getting reports of a collision. It's busy on the Cross Bronx East at Jerome Avenue with an accident there. Grand Central Parkway heading west at LaGuardia, a crash still taking a lane. Southern State Parkway eastbound by Eagle Avenue, an unauthorized truck. And heading to Old Hopewell Road by Route 9 in Wappingers Falls, an accident there. Partly cloudy today, high of 58. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. Love telling you about Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. That's right there in Morristown, New Jersey. Dr. Ed Romano is your guy. If you're looking for an amazing family and cosmetic dentist, Dr. Romano and his amazing team are committed to providing, you know, personalized care, right? And customized treatment. If you're thinking about veneers, I know you're thinking about it. Everybody's thinking about it now. Because when you remember in the old days, and even if you look at movie stars on the screen, you know, their teeth were not really like white. They noticed that, like, you know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. Now everybody's got like this bright smile, and you say, oh, I wish I could have that. Oh, they can do that because they're in Hollywood. No, you could do it if you're right here and you're listening to my voice. Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. Dr. Romano invented most of the procedures. You know, he was right at the forefront. They would do news stories about Dr. Ed Romano in New Jersey coming up with the veneers, the implants. Oh, I can't get an implant. I have to tell you, from personal experience, it is so easy now, and you will be at ease, especially when you meet Dr. Ed. Great guy. Make you comfortable. And again, 30 years of experience they have over there. You can go to, please, aestheticsmilesnj.com, aestheticsmilesnj.com, or call Dr. Romano's office today and tell him you heard him on Piscopo. You know, hey, I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me, Doc? And Dr. Romano and his excellent team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey will walk you through each step, and you'll feel as comfortable as ever, okay? 973-285-5480. It's just like that. Dr. Ed Romano, 973-285-5480.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with New York Congressman Peter King on a variety of subjects affecting New Yorkers, including his involvement in getting the 9/11 health care bill passed. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Mr. Floyd. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 642 right now. As you know, we'll all be going away to Italy in a few days. While I am away, please remember my dear friends at Michael's of Brooklyn, all right? I can't say enough about this family-owned business. Fred and his brother John are remarkable people. Michael himself and his new bride, Mariala, and Mama Kakachi. This is a family. This is, when we went there Sunday, and we did the cook-off, My goodness gracious, it was like family. And you were kind enough to be there, and you were kind enough to bring your gifts, and we got to meet everybody. We love you for that. So if you get a chance while we're away, you may want to finally get over there if you have not done so. It's like Sunday dinner at Mom's, you know? You make me proud when I'm in Italy, all right? Stop off. Say you'd ask Fred, too. Fred, why didn't you go? Because Fred's got to go with us. That would be a blast. Fred in Italy, forget about it, right? Check out Michael's of Brooklyn. Don't forget, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, not just in Brooklyn and not just in New York. And when we're that close, you got to visit one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, Avenue R, Nostrand, right there. Been there for over 50 years. It's a legacy. There's a heritage there. It's all New York. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. And when we went there Sunday, I looked around. There was not a seat available. It is, you got to call for reservation or just go online. They are just so hospitable at the marinara sauce. And don't forget, too, when you're in the grocery store, you're going to see at the shop right wherever you go, Michael's of Brooklyn. You're going to see it right up there. Gustini's, boom, take it home. Best jarred sauce ever anywhere. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Suspirami abbracciato come una volta sia vita mia.
There we go. We're getting into it already. Getting into it. Oh, look. Look at this. We have on the phone with us right now my buddy Arthur Idala calling in from Rome this morning already. We're starting. Arthur.
I'm actually in Milan. I'm in Milan. I have to start in Milan and then go south.
Oh, are you at your restaurant? I heard rumor has it Arthur Idala you got a restaurant. Well, give us a plug. We'll plug in New York. What's the name of the restaurant, Arthur? This is great.
Listen, it's no Michael's of Brooklyn. That's all I'll tell you. the name of it is the Cloisters. It's the Cloisters because it used to be a cloister. It used to be where the nuns lived, and it's a beautiful restaurant with an outdoor garden. Joe, before we talk about Italy, I owe you a tremendous debt of gratitude. That event at the White House the other night was really one of the highlights of my life. And I know I was just cruising through the White House, like without anyone pushing you, and just being able to stroll in and out and look at all the portraits of the presidents and the first ladies. It just makes you love America so much.
That's right. You know, thanks for saying that, Arthur, because you're always there and you're always our point guy. As soon as I saw you there, it was great. You and me and Angela Vivolo and Joey Borelli. It was like we were home and it was great. And thank you for saying that, because you're the first person I put down. Madison Jesiota was there and all of our friends were there. And I said, I knew Joe was going to go in, but I said, you got to get Arthur Idala down here, and you got to give a shout out to Andrew Giuliani. Did they do a great job?
He's great. Fantastic. On my Facebook page, I put a picture of me, you, and Andrew, and I thank you profusely for having me there. And what I said was, it doesn't matter who's sitting behind that desk in the Oval Office. It really doesn't, no matter how you feel about them.
Yeah.
When you go into that building, there's just something that pours into your bloodstream, and there's a degree of pride. Like, this is my country. And then you throw in the Italian-American slant that we had going on there. I mean, it was really, really – it's the first time in my life I've ever been to an event where I walked in, they handed me a classic Campari. I mean, normally, you get some sparkling water. The guy, I looked at the guy. The guy didn't even know how to pronounce it. He was trying to say Negroni, but he couldn't even – he was like, it's Negro. I mean, it was – and then Gattulo, you got to hear this, right? So they have all this food out there, right? And there's my brother, Joe Piscopo. He's just looking to see what is the thing that has nothing on it. Is there any food that has nothing on it? And he goes over to an Osso Buco station. So they actually have the veal shank or the lamb shank with rice on the side. And then they have, like, some beautiful – so I eat, like, three of them, Al. Three of them. Your boy Piscopo goes over to this guy who's, like, slicing it. He's got the white gloves on. And the guy puts the rice in the plate like he does with everyone else. And then he's going to put the meat in the sauce. Joe goes, no, just the rice. Just the plain rice.
Yeah. You might as well have licked the wallpaper at the White House.
No, listen. Tell him, Arthur.
He's getting used to his new food regimen at Rikers Island. Because that's just plain rice, Nothing on it. No sauce, no taste, no flavor. Just plain rice. So I don't know what you're going to do in Italy, Joe, because I'm standing right now in Milan. There's food everywhere. That's unbelievable food. I'm swimming in olive oil, and I'm thinking, what the hell's Piscopo going to eat? He's going to go.
No, we got to go. I'm going to go to the. I'll go to Cloisters. After I go to Cloister, New Jersey, I'll be going to Cloisters in Milano. And I'm telling you, I am going to eat something there. I really will. But the thing was, I was there. I had to get up in the morning. When I was on the clock, I'm doing the radio. But you know what's so funny? I told the guys yesterday is when the guy, and this is white-gloved server who was just so classy and so friendly and so nice at the White House. And he takes the rice. And then I almost wrestled it back from him because he was going to put something on top of the rice.
It was the sauce.
You know,
when he was going to put the sauce on the rice, it was like the guy was offering Joe like heroin or something.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No. I mean, he was jumping out of his shit.
Listen, Frank will appreciate this. Frank, Arthur starts, he says right there, the way, what are you doing? This is what you do. You eat the food. And I can see the White House staff going, oh, these Italians from New Jersey.
What if the president had put out Olive Garden? What would you have done?
They
put on a heck of a spread, man, Joe. And, you know, Joe, you could have leaned over. I mean, you are a foot away from the president.
Yeah,
he knows who you are.
I know.
You could have said...
Mr. President Joe Piscopo,
I'm so happy. He would have loved seeing you.
You know what?
He called out Mrs. Scalia, and he called out Scalia's
son. Beautiful.
Beautiful. He would have loved seeing you.
I said this on air yesterday. Arthur Idala, kind enough to call in from Milano. I was a foot away, if that. And he was signed. The president came back to sign autographs, and then I just don't ever push myself. I know he had a long day. It was the crazy Nancy Pelosi day. I didn't want to even get him, and he didn't look tired, by the way. He looked great.
He knew how to play that. He played that crowd like a fiddle.
Oh, it was beautiful. And then I told the guys, if you're listening this morning, haven't heard it, but then I hear, Joe, go ahead, say hi. Joe, say it. Look, it's Arthur coaching me. If you moved up, Arthur, I need you like the. Last year when we did it, and Kellyanne was there, and Secretary Pompeo was there, and Mayor Giuliani was there, and then you ran the show, and it was great. I need somebody like that. So I needed you just to move up, but you were respectful of the President of the United States. I understand that. But next time I will. I'll stick my hand out, and Mr. President, I didn't want to be like a gooky, like a dorky kind of a groupie. You know what I'm saying?
No, but, you know, at his heart, he's still a guy from Queens, and he knows how to shake hands. And it was very gracious of him to come back. I know you explained it yesterday. I mean, he was walking out of the room,
and then he turned around
and he came back.
Exactly, and he signed
the people's shirt and the baby shirt. Some guy's kid had a grandkid, and he signed he did a very, very, very good job.
I put that on Joe Piscopo's show. Kara posted that for us because that was telling to me. He was the longest day, did not look tired at all yet. He was leaving with President Mattarella from Italy, and then he turns around, and he goes, and he comes, reaches in his pocket, can't find the magic marker. I have one, Mr. President. He walks over and he signs a litany of autographs. Next time, Arthur, go ahead.
I'll follow you anywhere you need to go, Joe. But you know, Joe, what I loved about being in the White House was all of the photographs, the historical photographs that were in that hallway when you first walked in. And the one that touched me the most was Ronald Reagan dancing with Princess Diana.
At a White House function.
It was unbelievable. The history of America and the majesty of that building was spectacular. And thank you, Andrew, very much.
Yeah, man.
I'm coming. I'm in Italy for you, you know, for you and Murano. I'm only going to be with you guys for the first 2 days, Sunday and Monday. And then I actually got to go back to work.
But I am not going to eat, so you can watch us. I'm gonna be there. I will see you in Rome, and then my cousin is gonna be there. So we're gonna get together. We're gonna have a great time with the Perillos, and we're honored to have you with us in Italy. And Arthur, thanks for showing up and representing New York and Brooklyn in the most stellar ways, as only you can, Arthur Idala.
Listen, one quick thing before I go. I want a big case for our boy Dershowitz, for your boy Avi. I got David Boyce thrown off the case.
I can't believe that happened.
Boyce was suing Dershowitz, and the judge said, no, Mr. Boyce, you can't be the lawyer. You may be involved in this whole scandal, so you're out. And that's a victory of which we haven't seen since Bruce Cutler got thrown off from representing Gotti 25 years ago. Yeah. So it's
monumental.
Doing a victory lap on that one.
Bravo, bravo.
I love Dershowitz.
Hey, I wouldn't mess with you, Arthur. I'll tell you, that was a brilliant move, and we love Professor Dershowitz as well. Hey, Arthur Idala from Milano. All right, ciao. Arthur, ci vediamo presto, my friend. Yes, can't wait, man. Thanks so much. 6:52. Debbie's out there on the roads. We're starting Italy already, Debbie. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads of New York, mm-hmm. on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Hi, Joe. We're going to go to 80 eastbound. Express lanes closed by exit 45 in Parsippany. It's an ongoing investigation. Three fatalities involved here. It was an overnight horrible accident. State police at the scene. Watch for slowdowns on the northern state west at Wolf Hill Road with a collision. Southern state eastbound up by Eagle Avenue. It's a debris spill blocking one lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Sebastian Gorka, former deputy assistant to President Trump here. Get a free copy of my new book, The War for America's Soul, when you meet with my personal precious metals advisors at Midas Gold Group. Working with Midas Gold is important to me because it was founded by U.S. veterans who have protected our freedoms. Now they protect our portfolios with fortification strategies. We've heard a lot about dossiers, but the one that's legit is from Midas Gold Group called 10 Imminent Threats to Your Finances. You must read this eye-opening report on the dangerous reality that we, as Americans, will face going forward. Call for your free copy of this important dossier from Midas Gold, 480-360-3000, and get a free copy of my new book when you meet with a Midas Gold Group advisor. Call 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Veteran-owned, Midas Gold Group, conservative and proud of it.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Times of clouds and sunshine today with a cool, gusty wind and a high of 58. It'll be breezy and chilly this evening, then clear and cold overnight with lows ranging from a frosty 32 to 36 in parts of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley to 42 in Midtown. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, high 60. For Sunday, clouds and a limited sun. There may be a shower in the afternoon south and east of the city, the high 63. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 656, telling you about MyPillow and the amazing company that you built. You built MyPillow. And Mike Lindell knows that. He's a loyal, loyal, great guy. Great patriot, great man of faith, and all around just grounded, great individual. He's the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, right? Now he wants to give something back to you for being kind enough to listen, you know, to those of us on the radio and for getting the MyPillow products. You have if you go to MyPillow.com, you have a special, special section just for you personally. It's called Radio Listeners Specials. Radio Listener Specials. Click on that. You get amazing discounts, mattress toppers, bed sheets, so much more. And don't forget, you can get buy one, get one free. Boom. Offer today, okay? Radio Listener Specials. You go to MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free. You can't get better than that. Plus, you have a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. You get the book. You can pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, a story you will not believe. You'll get $10 off that book with the promo code AM970. And you know what else? Free shipping. Yes, I said free shipping on your entire order. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. 651-0798. Or again, MyPillow.com. Bob.com. Go right to the radio listeners specials. Please remember to use the promo code AM970. Joe Piscopo on the radio. We got a lot going on. Joey Borelli's going to join us. Joe is down there with his beautiful bride and at the White House. We'll be talking about that. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what films you may want to see. And we're going to get it. Jerry Crowley's gracing the studio this morning, I hear. Boys, is that right, Frankie Five Boroughs? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. That's going to be big. I'm sorry I was distracting me with a question.
Oh, it's okay.
A show-related question. Thank you. I love it, man. I'm
Felix
glad,
and Oscar
I'm glad you
Joe
guys are getting out of here for 10 days. Good, go.
He can't wait. He can't wait till we leave. He's got beer.
Beer and music.
This is the opening of Monday's show.
Can't wait. That's right.
It's a little beer. Go.
That's right. Get ready.
Yeah, Steve Perillo's going to join us. Oh, we got a great show for you today, and we want you to call us as well at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. And Chris Mackey's going to be with us, founder of Solutionomics. Joe Piscopo, Frankie Marano, Al Gattulo, Debbie Duhaime, you're very humble, you're very grateful, you're very respectful, ready for drive time players. And we are coming right back right here on Salem's flagship station, AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Three people dead in an I-80 crash in Parsippany, New Jersey. New Jersey State Police say two cars collided in the eastbound express lanes of the highway just before 2 this morning and caught fire. Three people reportedly became trapped in their car. A fourth person was injured. Delays are building as the morning rush is underway with closures on the highway by exit 45 as a result. When it comes to the number of rats in U.S. cities, New York City is not top of the list. According to the pest control company Orkin, Chicago is number one, followed by Los Angeles, then New York City. Orkin ranked the cities by the number of new rodent treatments performed during the year. Company says as winter approaches, rodent activity increases because mice and rats seek shelter in warm areas that also have food and water. In sports, Yankees lost to the Astros in Game 4 of the ALCS. Devils beat the Rangers. Islanders beat the Jets. Thursday Night Football, it was the Chiefs over the Broncos. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.